Lord, teach us to pray. I'd like to suggest to you that there is a sense when the vast majority of humans engage in prayer. Prayer seems to involve the language of faith, of desire, of hope, of healing, and even occasionally of justification. Many times, prayer is based on a quirky sense, such as, "Hail Mary, full of grace, help me find a parking place." Time also for a Hail Mary pass when a Clemson-Alabama final is taking place. And there is the eternal question in all prayers: does God really answer our prayers? And the answer usually being answering in the affirmative. Will God help us find a parking place? Will God charge up the muscles of the quarterback, enabling him or her to throw a 50-yard touchdown? Clearly, I want to suggest to you that God is not interested in our pursuits of a good parking place, much less a touchdown at a final showdown of football. And we should be unafraid to confess that. I can remember the day when, beginning my Christian journey, 20 years of age, and I went to my mother and I asked her, does she pray? And she made it clear that she did not pray because she did not believe in God. And I pursued what she meant by that, and she acted almost in an immature, infantile sort of way. She said, "Well, if God didn't answer my prayers, I no longer believe in him." It was as simple as that. But I'd like to place before you a deeply held thought that prayer is a process whereby we are changed as we express or tell God in an intimate way of how we feel, how we desire a positive outcome of our hopes, our fears, and our deepest needs. So we do not pray for victories at football games or healings or lottery winnings. What we do and should pray for is that the knowledge of His eternal promise and presence, that we are slowly but assuredly transformed to the will of God. It means putting your life before the Creator of the universe in all openness and in all faith and trust that the Lord will see us through no matter what experience we are going through or no matter what occasion is troubling us. Such is the main and fundamental issue in our work through life. No matter what the outcome of our prayers, we do not lose sight of the fact of God's presence ever and always. Remember, my friends, the Lord's own promise, "I am with you always." Keep that in mind when you say your prayers. Because what is implied with that? I am closer to you than breath's breath. And also another promise of His, "Come what may, I will never leave you." That's something that can get us through every area of life. Come what may, I will never leave you. Therefore, prayer or conversation, even dialogue with the Creator of the universe, enables us to cope with the realities of life as we live our lives and not sidestep them. Sometimes there is a victory. Sometimes there is a healing or an awareness that the change we desire has taken place. And further, sometimes the answer to our prayers will be no. Not because God is fickle or arbitrary, but because there is wisdom and maturity in our growth in relationship with one another and especially with God, our Creator. It makes us aware that there are other answers to our petitions and desires. Such is the time-tested reason why some of the great prayers of the English language are about prayer. These prayers teach us to pray so something is going or something is taking place when we pray, as Jesus does. I call to mind that wonderful prayer. It's majestic in form as we begin every Eucharist. Some of you know it all by heart. The Collect for Purity. As we begin every day, we gather round the table of the Lord. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts, that we may perfectly worship Thee and worthily magnify Your holy name. In other words, sift and sanctify our desires and dreams. Do not give us always what we want, but do give us what we need and what is good for us. Jesus, in teaching His disciples to pray, keeps the matter simple and direct. You heard it in the Gospel. And sometimes the answer to our prayers will be a no. But above all, men and women, we are to hallow the name of God. We are to seek the coming of His kingdom, to name our needs, but not just our selfish desires. For God can always see what we want. No secrets are hid, as Archbishop Cranmer wrote in that prayer. We ask for forgiveness for our wrongdoings, forgiving others, and we pray for deliverance from all harm as we walk through this life. Thus, I want to sum up our thoughts. God will listen to what is absorbing or consuming us. God is attentive to our prayers and petitions, even when they are flawed and frivolous. God will always answer in love. No one who asks for bread will get a stone. No one who wants fish will get a snake. We need to remember ever and always to keep before that the fact that God is consistent in His attentiveness and will always answer in love. In other words, what is best for us. We need to remember, men and women, that the mystics, those holy men and women throughout history, have written about and told us God does not know how to be absent from our lives. God does not know how to forget you or overlook you. He sees every sparrow that falls, the numbers of the hairs on your head. He looks after one stray sheep, not just the 99 compliant ones. God can only give good things, and the good things which are in ultimate run the best for us. God can only bless. He does not curse. Prayer, then, is a tuning to the soul, to God's heart and mind. Mature prayer is placing ourselves and souls before God so that we can love and worship more perfectly. In essence, prayer is a relationship and a revelation. The relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ, and a revelation as we walk through life, more and more is being disclosed to us. For we do not have all the answers now, all packed up in a nutshell. No, we wait in the future patiently and pray in that God will remain with us as we walk through life. Such is what empowers and enables us ever and always. Let me share with you from the time of my discovery of my Christian faith several simple prayers. Every morning I begin, as I become conscious, and I say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Simple. And as I close my eyes in sleep each night, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Think of it, and may that help you as you walk through the Christian life and your life of prayer. "Bless the Lord, O my soul," as you begin a day. And as you close your eyes, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Simple and direct. For he taught us to say those words, as he himself, you recall, saying them from the depths of the cross, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." He taught us, surely, how to pray. Amen. Amen.